السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
الحمد لله, praising Allah and thanking Allah, and I have again with me my guest Sadiq Ali and his millionaire manners. And you know, I wanted to get in a little deeper with you on how do you disseminate, what's your program for disseminating this message? Is it just a book? Guys at home and read it? Because I think you actually have something else in mind in writing this. It's not just something to put on your coffee table, or you know, you read it and you say, wow, this really benefits me as an individual. Can you tell us more about what your vision is for this platform?
Alhamdulillah. You're absolutely correct. Earlier you said you paid a compliment to the book, and I know that means a lot coming from this brother who's read almost as many books, probably more books than what you see in the background here. So I really, really appreciate those words. But alhamdulillah, when I wrote the book, and it's funny you mentioned that as well, because at the end of the chapter, I'm sorry, at the end of the book, the final chapter in the book talks about the fact that I don't want this book to just sit on a bookshelf and collect dust. It is really meant to be a practical guide for you to go out and implement many of the things that that you read about in the book. Again, much like our Quran. Not that I'm comparing Millionaire Manners to our Quran by any stretch, but the same sort of application that we are implored to take.
You know, I'm reminded, since you opened it up, right, that the way the companions of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam approached the Quran wasn't just to like read through it and then say, oh great, I read the whole book. Said never did they acquire more than a few ayats. Some riwayats say 3 verses, some say 10, except at first they contemplated on its meaning until they understood. Second, they memorized it. And third, they didn't move on to additional verses until they applied it to their daily lives. So it's the methodology of how one learns, right? You memorize the manners first. Then you try to understand the depth of the manners. And then now that you understand them and you have, and it's a part of your being, then you go out and exemplify it in your daily life.
Absolutely.
How does this book work like that?
The book is actually broken down, and I'm not sure if we mentioned it already, but of course the book can be purchased. That's the first method of getting the information. You have to purchase the book.
That's right.
You can purchase the book on our website, which is millionaire-manners.com.
I see that.
Right? Well, of course, on Amazon, it's also available.
Yeah, but you prefer to go to the website.
That's the first method. That's the first method. But the second method is as you're reading a book, the book is broken down into 3 different parts. Mm. The book is broken into attitude, image, and manners. We call that our AIM philosophy, you know, aim for success, aim for something higher. Mm. The attitude represents our internal feelings, our thoughts, our beliefs, etc. If your internal is not correct, if it's not right, then everything else is not going to be correct.
You know, I'm the influence of Islam, we have over and over in the Quran, at least 2 dozen times, إِنَّا لَذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. The first part is having a connection with the Supreme, with the Creator, with Allah. And if that connection internally is right, then naturally flows out of it amal salihat, righteous deeds, good deeds. So you're right. You're in prophetic order. So the first part is an internal piece. What's the second?
The second part is the image, which is how we manifest or how we present ourselves, you know, to the outside world, which has definitely the piece of the internal included in that, because you know there's self-image, but then there's also your outward image. But you know, the attitude deals with the internal, the image deals with the external, how I present myself And then the last part is the manners.
So you should be clean, the Prophet ﷺ encouraged, that when you come to the prayer, you should scent yourself so that, I think, what's that? You got 12 by 12.
In the book, this is one of Iman Johari's favorite pieces in the book, favorite points. So in the book, I talk about first impressions, how just critical those are in every aspect of our lives. Brothers, if you're single, you're looking to get married, your first impressions need to be very, very good. You have to impress upon that sister's father, her wali, her, if she has brothers, all of those opinions matter. So her friends.
So the social network.
And most importantly, her. Hey. So the first impression is critical. So, you know, I have a system in the book. It's called the 12 by 12 by 12, which represents how you look, right? How your appearance, you know, we call it swagger. What's that like from 12 feet away? The next 12 is how do you look from 12 inches away? Now you're talking about how do you smell? What's your grooming like? Is that brother's mustache trim? Is his beard shapely? And then the last 12, the first 12 words that come out of your mouth, is it with a smile? Are you leading with a warm smile and words of kindness? Which again, Rasulullah ﷺ told us that if you don't have anything else to offer for charity, of course.
Even a smile is sadaqah.
Even a smile is sadaqah.
And the freshness of the breath. Absolutely. That 12.
Mm-hmm. All of that goes in there. Which leads into that last part, which is the manners, which is the manifestation of those other two.
So what's three?
So the third is the manners. So attitude, image, and then manners. It's how we manifest those other two. What are the actions? How do you implement? Mm-hmm. How do you apply what you got out of improving your attitude, improving your self-image, how you project your image onto others, etc. And then you become a full package.
All right, so because, you know, when you first start, you mentioned Dale Carnegie and some other people in this book. This sounds like it's deeper than just sort of a makeover. I can go into the tailor, have them cut me a nice suit, go to the barber shop, whatever, get my teeth whitened and go out and shake somebody's hand. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about something in this AIM strategy that's deeper than that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I've had a couple of folks actually thank me for including what I'm getting ready to share with you right now. Mm-hmm. And that is a disclaimer of sorts that I put into the book on purpose, which is the fact that, right?
Yes.
If you attempt to use what is in this book for to make ill-gotten gains or to con other folks,
yeah, I was gonna say con,
or to become some sort of charlatan or put on an act that is not really you, folks will see through it eventually. And everything that you work for in this particular manner, and it's a deceitful manner, will backfire. So,
but there's also something else, and I think we should close with this, mm-hmm. which is in behavioral psychology, some psychotherapists like to change you from the inside out. Behavioral scientists like to change you in part from the outside. So you pick up new habits, right? You start picking up, you present yourself in a different way. And what happens is, and you mentioned it here, mm-hmm. even if you didn't start out being sincere, it starts working its way from the outside back in.
Absolutely.
People say, man, you're such a polite person. You're so honest and upstanding. And you're like, oh, yeah, I guess so. You know? and I'm sure you're going to help us. And you're like, yeah, I guess I am. That maybe those deficiencies, if I continue applying this method, eventually it winds up taking me to higher and higher levels of internal self-improvement.
Absolutely. It's inevitable.
My guest today, Sadiq Ali, Millionaire Manners. How can people get in touch to get involved with the programming?
The Millionaire Manners Academy is actually a full-service training and educational consultancy. And we target three different types of organizations.
Again, so, but how could, if I had a school group, whatever,
absolutely.
I could call you?
Yes, I'm sorry. On our website at www.millionaire-manners.com, there's a contact us form, mm-hmm. or you can just shoot an email directly to us at info@millionaire-manners.com, and we'll get right back with you.
Alhamdulillah. I hope it's affordable, because I hope it's not $1 million
No, absolutely not.
Inshallah, may Allah make you successful. And I
Amen.
encourage everyone, go to the website and buy the book. Read the book. Contemplate on the book until you understand its meaning. And don't put it down until you apply it to your daily life.
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Salaam alaikum. Thank you,
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah.